Hi, y'all. Welcome to the Empty Nester Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Jennifer Dolander. I've been an entrepreneur for over 25 years and have built multiple businesses from 100% online to service space to brick and mortar. These businesses grew to support our entire family. I have a passion for sharing entrepreneur advice, tips, tools, and mistakes we overcame that made this a reality for me, and it can for you too. Each week, I'll be sharing practical step-by-step advice, shortcuts, and inspiring interviews to guide you through turning your hobby into a business and your passion into profits. This can be the best time of your life. Let's do this.
Hey guys, this is Jennifer Dolander. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Empty Nester Entrepreneur Podcast this week. This is a topic near and dear to my heart because it's something that I deal with on a daily basis, and it's how to say no. When I was really involved, I'll never forget this one little coffee mug that I saw. This was years ago, and I didn't buy it, but I always kind of regretted not buying it. And it was after I was president of the PTO, and I was on lots of committees, and just I honestly was taking up my entire day, almost every day, doing volunteer work, which at the time, that was what I wanted to do. That's what I wanted to fill my days with because my kids were really young and I wanted to be a part of their school. But when I started teaching full time, I really was having a difficult time saying no. And I saw the funniest coffee mug and it said, "Just say no to the sign up sheet." And that has really stuck in my head, and it's actually helped me through the years not sign up for every single thing, knowing that club, that organization, that committee, they're going to be just fine without you. And you really need to commit to those things that really set your soul on fire and that you're passionate about. So I have a problem with this, though, because I am a people pleaser. I want to make everyone happy. I do feel like organizations and clubs and their the needs that they have are great, and I can get behind almost anything. But the question I have to ask myself is that something that I am passionate about? And if it's not something I'm passionate about, I really need to think about saying yes. So there are a few steps that I now take to help me say no nicely, which is important to me. I'm a nice person. I want to have a good relationship with people, even those people and those organizations that I have to say no to. So one of the reasons that we need to learn how to say no more is the average worker is interrupted every 3 minutes. That's a lot of interruptions throughout the day, and that's actually when someone is at an office. I would love to see those statistics now that many of us are working from home with COVID. I would bet that would be, instead of every 3 minutes, it would be like every 30 seconds, because it is just inevitable that someone is going to interrupt you, or something is going to ding, and it's just going to distract you. So we have so many interruptions. So the more that we can automate saying no, the more we can have a plan for saying no, the less awkward you will feel. And you'll just feel more comfortable about saying no. So I love this quote by Warren Buffett. And he says that the difference between successful people and really successful people is really successful people say no to almost everything. When I heard that, I thought, wow, it is time for me to really get a plan with saying no and to feel good about it at the same time. So, and that's exactly what I've done. I want to kind of give you what I've been doing and hopefully it'll work for you as well. So I've mentioned this one author to you before, Michael Hyatt, and I love him. I love the Free to Focus book that he has. It is on our reading list for our franchisees for Alumni Cookie Dough. I just feel like he has some really insightful, practical advice that you can implement into your everyday life, and that is what I'm all about. Easy peasy. So anyway, he actually got this idea from a book called The Power of a Positive No, How to Say No and Still Get to Yes. And it's by a Harvard professor named William Urey. So it really is a way to say no and feel good about it and do it in a healthy, respectful way. And I think that's really important. I have so many people, especially being in a college town, so many people approach me daily with the University of Georgia right there. There are so many clubs and organizations, and they are constantly asking for fundraising money or donations. So this has become a really important tool for me. So it's in the introduction to Dr. Urey's book. He explains that there are three responses to someone who asks us to do something we don't want to do. So number one, we accommodate them. We say yes when we really want to say no. Hand raised, how many of us have done that? Yes, definitely. This usually comes when we value the relationship of that person making the request above the importance of our own interest. So that is what I have really tried to keep in mind. I am valuing the person in front of me more than I'm valuing my own interest. So that's number one that you really need to realize. Number two is you attack, which I don't do this, I don't think, but some people do. You say no poorly. You say no. This is a result of valuing our own interest above the importance of the relationship. And sometimes we are fearful or resentful of the request and overreact to the person asking. We don't want to do that. You never want to be on the attack. It's just not a good relationship builder. And then three, avoidance. I am guilty of this too. I'm like, you know what? If I just ignore them, then they'll just leave me alone. And so we say nothing at all because we are afraid of offending the other party. We say nothing, and you just hope the problem goes away or the request goes away. And sometimes it does, but not very often. So you just, these three areas, accommodating the request, attacking the request, or avoiding the request, these often make a difficult situation worse. And there are ways to get around this and do it nicely and respectfully at the same time. And that's what I want to share with you today. I've been doing this for a little while and it really has helped me. And I feel like I'm almost building a relationship with somebody, which is not normally how I feel when I say no. So thing that I do is you say no nicely. That's what I call it. And going back to Dr. Urey's book, The Power of a Positive No, a positive no has three parts. And you can think about it like this: positive, negative, positive. It's like you're bookending that negative response with positives. And this sounds kind of cumbersome, but once you get used to it, once I explain it, it's really quick. And as long as you have this response like ready to go, it does seem very natural. And it is a positive thing. And that's what you want to keep in mind. So the first response is your positive. So it begins by saying yes to yourself and protecting what is important to you. And I would also add the importance here of affirming to the other person. Okay, so you want to say yes to yourself, but you're protecting what's important to you. And I'll give you an example in just a second of something that happens to me all the time. And then number two, you want to say no, and it needs to be a definite no, that you are setting clear boundaries. try to avoid leaving the door open by saying, maybe, I'm just really busy right now. I used to do this all the time. I would say, you know, I'm just really busy right now. Try me again in a couple months. Well, first of all, that's disrespectful to that person because I know good and well I'm not going to be able to do something in a couple months. And number two, it's wasting their time and it's wasting mine. So that does no one any good. And then number three is, again, you're ending with a positive. And then a positive no ends with a yes that affirms the relationship and offers another solution to the person's request. So, for example, I will often have people coming in to the cafe and they are requesting a fundraiser for a 5K race. That seems to be a very, very popular fundraising request. So I would have somebody come in, and oftentimes I'm not in the cafe, so they are told to email me. So I would say, "Dear Jane," whoever you're emailing back, "Congratulations on your up and coming 5K. This sounds like an amazing fundraiser, period. Unfortunately, due to our other commitments, we will not be able to participate. Therefore, I must decline. It is a definite no. But what you're doing is you're saying, due to my other commitments, I cannot be a part of your fundraiser." Okay? But then you can say, "Please," and you're ending with a positive. So you started with a positive. "Congratulations on your 5K. That sounds like an amazing fundraiser." Then you give your definite no. "Unfortunately, due to my other commitments, I will not be able to participate in the donation of the 5K or whatever it's for." Then you end with a positive. "Congratulations. This sounds like an amazing event. I can't wait to see how successful it's going to be." You're ending in a positive way. And then, you know, end with, you know, a nice ending, you know, "My kindest regards, you know, Jennifer Dolander." You will so often get a response back by saying, "Thank you so much for responding. I really appreciate it." So I just, and one way that you can do this, if you were getting requests for the same thing over and over and over again, this is really a huge helpful hint that I've learned, that you can actually go into your signature page of your email. And you know how you can put different signatures? Well, I used to always only do this, like if I was on vacation, if I was out of the office, but you can actually save signature templates for different requests that you, if you happen to get requests a lot. So we often get requests for fundraising and donations. So I have in my signature page, I have one for fundraising. So I can open that up and I can just personalize the beginning of it. And instead of it taking me 10 to 15 minutes to reply to somebody, it literally takes me less than 2 minutes. And I've given a thoughtful, respectful reply that is saying no nicely. So that has really helped me. We love at Alumni Cookie Dough to make our donations and to participate in fundraising. But the bottom line is, you truly cannot say no. I mean, you cannot say yes to everyone. It just is, it's taking away from what you really want to focus on. So we have several organizations. We have a flavor of the month each month that we give back 50% of sales. So that's huge. So every year we are giving back to 12 different charities. So we definitely do our part. It's just that in order for us to do that, we do have to pick and choose. And so it's just, It's something that has been something hard as a business owner, honestly, because I just, in the beginning, I was like, I wanted to say yes to everybody, and we ended up donating a lot more than what our budget entailed. So I hope that this helped you not only with your business, but with your personal life as well. I really do love the wording of the saying, unfortunately, and this is important because it kind of encompasses saying that definite no, where there's really no wiggle room. Unfortunately, due to my other commitments, I will not be able to blah, 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 you know, be on your committee or whatever. It's saying because of my other commitments. I mean, I can't imagine anyone arguing with that, because you're making, that shows that you're committed to someone else or something else. So I think another important thing to remember when you're saying no nicely is that me saying yes to someone else or something else is saying no to me or an organization I'm already committed to or a family member. So if I'm asked to be on another committee or another board of directors, I'm saying no to my husband that I want to have dinner with at night. So that's what you need to keep in mind. By saying yes to someone else, you could possibly be saying no to yourself or to someone that you really care about. So saying no is saying yes to a higher priority. And that's what we need to keep in mind. And also, what you say no to today could be totally different in a couple months, a couple years, you know, whatever. So it depends on your circumstances at the time. Right now I'm on two board of directors, and honestly, that's it for me. I'm not going to be on any more board of directors. I feel extremely passionate about the board of directors that I'm on right now. And I feel like by me saying yes to another commitment is saying no to the ones I'm already committed to, because it's taking away that time that I could be spending on them, and really saying no to my family as well, because it is time away from my family. So I think that that's just really important to remember as well. So this is just a fun little way of saying no, which is not fun to me at all, but it really has been, because I can now put a strategy to it, and there are steps involved, which I think are really important, especially for people pleasers like myself. So I want to make everybody happy, and you know, I want to have that positive relationship with people. So that's why it was really hard for me to say no until I read these books, and I realized this is not hard. This is a really simple thing to do. It's something that we can all implement into our own lives, and this could be, you know, your PTO sign-up sheet, or this could be somebody asking you for money. This could be somebody calling you, a telemarketer. I mean, it could be, you could use this positive, you know, saying yes, saying no, saying yes, your positive, negative, positive response to almost anyone asking you to do or sign up for anything. So hopefully this helped you today. I hope you are having a great week, and I will talk to you real soon. Go out and have a great day.
Thank you so much for choosing to tune in today to the Empty Nester Entrepreneur Podcast. I realize how valuable your time is, and I feel so blessed you chose to spend some of your time with me. I will see you same time, same place next week. Until then, make sure you subscribe to the Empty Nester Entrepreneur Podcast so you don't miss an episode, and I would love for you to leave a review. Remember, life is short. Take chances and set your soul on fire.